today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us. Because today we're going to speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh, Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Tuesday, is the 25th of Jamadil Awal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Inshallah, we're going to learn more about verse 68 of the Chapter Al-Furqan from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا.
And those who do not invoke with Allah another deity, or kill the soul which Allah has forbidden to be killed, except by right, and do not commit unlawful sexual intercourse, and whoever should do that will meet a penalty.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, polytheism, murder, and adultery, which are of the greatest sins in narrations, are mentioned. Anyway, the sixth attributes of the true servants of the Beneficent, Allah, that is mentioned in the verse under discussion, is sincere monotheism, which is free from any polytheism and multi-worshipping. The light of monotheism has illuminated all of their heart and their personal social life, and the darkness and gloom of polytheism is no longer in the thought and soul of theirs.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
This week, during the series of this program, today's special, we have looked at the behavior and social interaction of a believer. We continue that some people claim that their character is simply what they are born with and there is nothing they can do to change or adjust it. This is simply not true. Much of the driving force behind one's character has to do with what one believes about Allah, this life, the hereafter, and so on. Thus the Prophet said, piety and righteousness is being of good character. Piety is achievable, but it may take some effort. In fact, when the Messenger of Allah described the hypocrites, those of weak and false faith, he described them by their actions and behavior. Lying while speaking, breaking one's trust, and so on. Once again, the example par excellence for the behavior of a Muslim is found in the Prophet. By the grace and mercy of Allah, Allah sent the Prophet, a human being who was a husband, father, member of society, leader of society, and so forth, to exemplify for the believers who one should behave in a manner that is pleasing to Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic of our discussion today is about the code of conduct for a Muslim. There are many other features and, let's say, characteristics that are expected from the follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to have, actually, some other codes of conduct that actually one expects the follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt to have. But depending on the time that we are here with you, I just want to refer to some of the most important ones. But that of asceticism and simple life that a Muslim is expected to have is that since the attachment to the world and its belongings hinders the achievements of true perfection, the good men of God always have asceticism, as zuhd, and contentment in their plans and in their lives, and their simple lives, meaning that avoiding the worldly manifestations and not liking worldly manifestations and glamour. So it does not mean that a person, a Muslim, or let's say a person who is going to base his acts on the actions and the behavior of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi Muslim is going to be a secular person. No, it's not. Islam doesn't want us to be, to have a secular life and to be away from all worldly affairs. No, we are asked just to not to be attached to the worldly desires. So that is a true follower of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi Muslim have learned the beautiful character of asceticism and simple lives from those dear ones, that is, the infallible imams.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Let's learn about Muslim code of behavior. Patience. Yes, be patient. We start complaining without realizing how much we have been blessed with. Our tolerance level has decreased and we always want the best of everything. However, we must learn to be content with what we have. We should learn to be patient in times of difficulty and learn how to handle every situation calmly. Life isn't perfect, and it can't be perfect. There are good times and there are bad times. Despite being the most dearest to Allah, our beloved Prophet Muhammad had to face a lot of difficult times. It is important that we remain patient and always thank Allah in both situations. Yeah. brothers and sisters. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as you know, the topic of this episode is the behavior and social interaction of a believer. So because of that, we'll look at one of the important social behaviors, that is caring of others, orphans, and destitute in particular. Orphans deprived of tender, loving parental attention are entitled to the utmost care and consideration in Muslim society. The Prophet Muhammad declared that in paradise, those who have cared for orphans will remain in close proximity to him. The Prophet. He illustrated this by holding together two fingers of one hand to demonstrate that they would never find themselves further away from him than those two fingers. It is the duty of a guardian to employ the utmost diligence to safeguard the rights and property of orphans under her or his protection. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, in chapter 4, verse 10, those who unjustly consume the property of orphans ingest the fire that will soon envelop them. With good deeds balanced against bad, we are led to understand that jealousy consumes good deeds in the same way that fire consumes wood. Thus, usurping the property of an orphan is described as ingesting fire rather than food.
This is the work of the shaitan who keeps telling me every single day, you are better than others because you come from this culture, from this country. This is racism. There is no country better than other countries. In the eyes of God, all the land is equal. No geographic area is favorable by God. God never said this geographic area is better because you are born in this geographic area, you are closer to me than that person who are born in that geographic area. When it comes to God, the whole universe is equal. Wherever you are born, you are number one in the eyes of God. You are His favorite servant if you have piety. Doesn't matter where you are born. It doesn't matter about the blood in your veins. God does not look at the blood in our veins. God never looks at the color of our skin. God does not judge us by our accents or language or culture. He doesn't. Racism is a disease. Many Muslims today, they embrace racism today. Because I'm coming from this country, I'm superior to others. Najad, my race is better than others because I am born on this land. This is a disease. We have to fight this disease. A day that I can rise above these differences. A day that I can see myself equal with others, not better than them. A day that I do not mention my father and my grandfather and my family and my race and my family tree and my color or my culture or my language. I don't see myself, I am above others because of these. That day I become a good Muslim, a true Muslim, a humble Muslim.
That was all from today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. fall. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.